7:15, time to take a look at the day's top business stories here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb on Radio 2000, starting with a preview ahead of S&P's announcement on South Africa's credit rating. Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan has been quoted this week saying that South Africa has done enough to avoid a downgrade. Investment Solutions Chief Economist Lisiba Mutata joins us in studio tonight. Good evening.
Good evening to you and your listeners.
Thank you so much for gracing us with your presence. On the eve of the S&P announcement, do you agree with the finance minister's optimism?
Yeah, there's been a few things that have been done that make sense. There's a short-term package that's been put together that looks at SMMEs. Mm. I think they put out 1.5 billion rands as a fund to create for small and medium enterprises.
Yeah.
And all that roadshow that went out in the beginning of the year to chat to the investors, it has made a contribution. However, while tomorrow we may not see that downgrade, but over a 12-month period, we're still at risk.
What will it mean for South Africa should S&P actually announce tomorrow that we are getting a downgrade?
It will mean that the cost of funding, which we already have paid, mm-hmm. if you look at the issuance that has happened from the National Treasury, $1.25 billion US dollars have been borrowed about a month ago.
Yes.
And we paid 100 basis points or 1 percentage point more than the average interest rate.
Right.
Which one can argue that it's with all this information priced in, we've paid a higher yield on that. It just means the cost of funding will go up.
Mm.
I know that there has been angst around what can happen to the currency.
Mm.
And I've looked at what consensus is pricing in.
Yeah.
In fact, from 49 institutions, the rand is only expected to depreciate to 1660 by the second quarter of next year.
Mm.
Only 1660, which means that it won't be an Armageddon situation.
Yeah.
Even if you looked at other emerging market countries, there's some efficiency in financial markets,
mm-hmm.
that information gets priced in beforehand.
Right.
And when the actual eventuality of a decision arrives, the opposite can prove to be true.
Mm.
Yeah.
Having said that, if S&P says, we're just giving out a stern warning, not downgrading you, but get your house in order.
Yeah.
What will that mean for us between now and December?
I think one, it gives a thumbs up to the efforts that have been put out from the National Treasury, and that will give them a lot of comfort.
Mm.
In other words, if you do a few things and you focus, you can change an otherwise dire situation it would have proved to be. Secondly, I think we may see the markets actually loving the outcome.
Yeah.
I looked at the performance
looking
of today.
Looking good today.
In fact, the emerging market currencies, the rand admittedly only for today, is the only currency that has appreciated.
Yeah.
The riyal, the Romanian currency, amongst the basket of emerging market currency, we have seen weakness, which is quite an interesting outcome. So I think the rand may enjoy a decision of saying we're keeping you unchanged in terms of ratings. Hawkish talk, in other words, stern talk is expected out of them, because on other measures, per capita GDP, rate of growth is still very weak.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually not growing, and we need to do much more in terms of introducing economic reforms.
Mm.
What I do hope is that we don't get comfortable and not continue on the path of talking about economic reforms, which are much needed in the country.
Correct. Lastly, Fitch will be next to rate South Africa. What's the likely expectation there, and will S&P's decision tomorrow influence the fellow
Fitch.
Rating agents?
Yeah. So Fitch, last year pulled out on ratings in South Africa. So this will be unsolicited. In other words, for example, the National Treasury paid this rating agency to get rated. With Fitch's unsolicited, which means for SA, while they continue to rate the sovereign, they've become a little irrelevant.
Right.
Even in the mandates that we see in the financial services or with the asset managers, etc., the mandates do not have Fitch, because they now have decided to not rate corporates, although the sovereign will continue to do out of New York. So, I don't know. It really is Moody's and Standard & Poor's that matters.
Yeah.
Fitch is a completion factor.
All right. We'll leave it there for tonight. Thank you so much. Investment Solutions Chief Economist Lisiba Mutata talking to us about expectations on the eve of rating agency S&P's decision on SA's credit rating here on Money Talk with Moneyweb on Radio 2000.